There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Check catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, and landscaping materials, including Mastermark rolled lawn edging. Perfect for any yard or garden project, this lawn edging can be used to form straight borders and gentle curves. Its flexible diamond-shaped bottom helps keep it firmly in place. Right now, get two 20-foot rolls of lawn edging for just $5.
Save big money at Menards.
Stop by any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local, we know arts and culture. We know local. Are you tired of eating at the same restaurants time and time again? Well, then head over to the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. We've got features and reviews of everything from food trucks to gourmet restaurants to drinks and desserts. Just visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, and see what's cooking.
Delicious. I'll definitely be coming back.
CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
For the best in local travel and outdoors, visit CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got the lowdown on the fun-filled activities in your area. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com for more information. CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit cbschicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. cbschicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just after 1 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. It hasn't officially been announced, but the Blackhawks and Ducks will start their series on Sunday afternoon out in Anaheim. And Andrew Shaw knows that those Ducks will be a really good challenge.
Yeah, they're a big physical team. They're a great all-around hockey team. They're great defensively, great offensively. And, it's going to be a good series. I think it's going to be a high pace, and compete level is going to be through the roof.
And tonight in the NHL, it's Game 7 between the Caps and the Rangers at Madison Square Garden in New York, where the Scalpers are going to make a mint for that game. It's Game 6 for the Bulls and the Cavaliers tomorrow night at the United Center, and Tom Thibodeau and his troops are going through some light shooting and a film session as we speak here at the Advocate Center. And in college basketball, Bill Guthridge has passed away at the age of 77. Guthridge was a long-time assistant to Dean Smith at North Carolina, and he took over the coaching taking reins when Smith retired, he also led the Tar Heels to 2 Final Four appearances. With 3,000 slot machines, over 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casino, escape the everyday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. They come highly recommended. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the score later this evening, beginning with the pregame show at 6:35. That's prior to the Sox again facing the Brewers. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you, David Schuster.
Yeah.
Thank you to our guest today.
Yeah.
Mark Grody, the excitable Mark Grody.
Look good.
Yeah, he
the
did
glowing
look good.
Mark Grody. Did you ask him if he was pregnant?
I thought he was very radiant. I thought he might have been pregnant, but no, he just hung out with Eddie Vedder. High-fived Eddie Vedder during the Chris Coughlin home run.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Stone joined us from the Pfister. He was up there at the Pfister, Terry.
That's
love
that's
that hotel.
Well, that's great
that's
hotel.
A hotel, not a description.
Comfortable place, the Pfister.
It's hanging, a great place.
It's haunted.
It is, right?
It's haunted.
And not just by the ghost of Luis Polonia. Because that's where Luis Polonia did some bad things.
So if you go there, ask to stay in the old hotel, because there's a new annex that is really no different than any other hotel you'll stay in. But the old Pfister, the old historic Pfister, is a very cool place.
It's also,
yeah, we used to stay in the old Pfister.
It's also a place where some other Milwaukee athletes things that...
Yes.
Troubles.
Oh, yeah.
Not troubles. Isn't there a
not troubles, just depending on how you look at things.
There's a suite for that, too.
Isn't there a Charlie Sheen story?
Suite is the key word. It's a place where some Milwaukee athletes like to hang out with each other.
Yeah, huh? And I think there was a Charlie Sheen story from the Pfister also back in the day.
Just wrong to keep saying it, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Just stop saying it.
In the proximity of Charlie Sheen, yeah, I feel the worst about myself.
You can't use the P word either. So I think...
the Pfister is a P word, ironically enough.
I noticed some of that when I used to stay there. There'd be a wandering Milwaukee...
Oh, yeah, there it is. There's the music. Whether you hit a baseball or throw a football or shoot a jump shot, Pfister is where you go.
Some people have game and some people do not. This Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet. Julian Green of the Cubs legitimately answered my question about the rats.
The rat community.
I asked him late in the interview if they'd worried about the rats underneath the bleachers. And he said, you know, we're taking precautions. This is what you are. As a PR guy,
he's
you
a
are
straight
programmed.
Man. Yeah. You know, he's got a job to do. Yeah. But I will say the highlight of my day was finding out that Mark Grody does a Dave Miska impersonation.
And it was the
awesome.
Well, physically, you need to see the physical part.
He's got the whole thing going.
Yeah. Oh, but the nervous energy.
But that was just, I almost had to stop the car. I was laughing so hard. It's just so unexpected that we
and Dave Miska.
That's a tougher impersonation.
Got to get that removed. Thank you to our producer, Jay Zawoski, Nisha Kowski, and Adam Harris. Brian Gertz, the video stream does it well at watch670thescore.com. Matt Bray is the intern. David Schuster had the updates. Tomorrow, Len Casper and more. I think Mike Florio is tomorrow, right? Casper and Florio, I do believe, tomorrow.
And my Wrigley experience, because I haven't been into a game in 4 years, so hopefully I don't get into any trouble, and I represent the score the way I should.
What are you talking about?
Seriously?
You're representing?
Well, I was supposed to go with my buddy Marv, who's a crazy idiot Mets fan, and
that's the guy I met.
Yes,
right.
The Wave.
Yeah.
Marv's a special man, and he and I won't be going to this game, so I'm going to take the girl. And we're going to hang out, and it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. So I don't want to bring a blanket though, so I'm going to layer up. I'm going to layer up real good. Get a down coat. Maybe a vest option, a ski hat, you know, one of those joints.
Wow.
45.
Have you tried any of the Columbia Vented Performance fishing gear by any chance? Because in your layering, it might be something you might want to give a try.
Hey, maybe I jump on the SeatGeek app and invite some of my friends
you
as well.
Know.
Get your bottle of Cameron Hughes wine and you got a night.
I don't warmed up. Terry, got anything for us?
No, you know what? I have other ideas, but I really can't say them.
Oh, really?
Okay. I have certainly other ideas for you. But,
and by the way, before we get to the Bulls, I meant to mention this today. You know who can still be funny? Adam Sandler wrote a song for Letterman last night.
Yep.
Yeah. It killed.
And then movie preview came on.
That's almost too bad to know.
Yeah.
It's part of, there's sort of an unfortunate awareness there.
Yeah.
See that trash that he's releasing?
He is his character from Funny People, from the Apatow movie Funny People. He's that guy. But he's still, that song for Letterman last night was great.
Yeah. Spot on.
Did you see the movie preview for the video game movie that he's releasing.
No.
Yeah. He pretty much, he gets a budget, and then he pays his friends, and then he puts out tripe. Like, just this garbage. Pac-Man is like an evil villain, and Donkey Kong is in the movie, and it's pretty much, I think it's like a movie where video games attack the real world.
I think I saw the porn.
Yeah,
version.
The preview was yesterday.
Is it like a Wreck-It Ralph kind of thing?
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph was funny.
I like Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was awesome. This... If you pay money for this, you should be beat about the face.
I think anybody would say, which one of any recent vintage would you pay money for that he's made?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
none of them.
Adam Sandler stopped being funny to me in like maybe like 98, 2000.
I hate watched Blended for like 35 minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes.
All right, an hour and 10 minutes.
51st Dates? I mean, come on.
I watched all of Blended.
It was awful.
Awful.
Awful movies.
But I hate watching things every once in a while.
But you won't watch Predator.
Not...
No, you've never seen...